Hi, my name is Abdullahi Samanta. I'm 20 years old, and today's day is the 1st of December 2017. I'm speaking with my partner. Today is the 2nd, sorry, 2nd of December 2017. Yeah, I messed that up. I'm speaking with my partner Jawaria Abdikirim, who is my cousin. And we're recording this interview on a Saturday night in the city of San Diego in California, United States of America. I'll now pull over to my partner to introduce herself.
Hello, my name is Jawaria Abdikirim. I am. Hello, my name is Jawaria Abdikirim. I am 17 years old, and I am Abdullahi's partner.
Yeah, that was my partner. Now let's get into it. Yeah, one of my first questions is for my partner is, can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child? Just give us a perspective of what you were as a kid.
Okay, wow. When I was a little kid, I was a hyper person. I still am a hyper person. I would like to say I'm outgoing. I love meeting new people, and I love, adventuring. I love going outside of the box, and I love meeting new people, and hopefully someday I want to travel the world. But when I was a young kid, I was thankfully surrounded by wonderful family members who love me unconditionally and support me in everything I do. I like to really thank Abdullahi for being a part of my childhood.
Wow, that's great. But this is like one of the first times we really discussed like the childhood and stuff. Yeah,
yes.
When people meet, we don't really talk about childhoods and stuff. But
yeah,
this is the first time. Yeah, some of your.
It's nice to just sit and just talk and be real and honest and authentic.
I don't even think I had a chance to with my mother or with my father or my brothers to sit down seriously. And talk about, I don't really know what some of the things they like.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't know some of the things they like, but right now, you like traveling. I also like traveling.
Yeah.
What else?
I love traveling, and I just really want to go backpacking.
Yeah.
Like
awesome. To the mountains and stuff?
Of course, like anywhere, just anywhere. Just want to get out of this small bubble,
Yeah. That's life, man.
Yeah.
Life is a bubble, man.
It is.
Yeah, people just work, school, mm-hmm. but people don't get to enjoy the other.
Yeah, because we're so used to this cycle of, eat, sleep, wake up, go to school, come home,
and do it again.
It repeats,
yeah.
And it'd be really nice, just explore, get out of the country, meet new people.
Yep.
Different people from different countries, different races, different religions, different ethnicities.
Yeah, but some of the things I've noticed since I've been in America is that the culture is so diverse. But when I was back there in Africa, we know that we live as Christians, but 90% of what we surrounded by is our religion, our stuff. But when you come here, there's a lot of things you can learn about.
Yeah.
A lot of things you could learn about.
Going back to your question, which is like your child, going back to that, childhood, the great thing about being a kid is that, kids don't really judge you.
Yep.
They don't really, look at,
your persona,
your persona, your outside and your intent.
Yeah.
They don't look at your exterior, they look at what's inside, they just want to get to know you. It doesn't matter, who you are.
Yeah.
And, kids are innocent when they're young. They're pure.
Yep.
They don't know about this, vile, disgusting, world that we're you know, we're currently living in. It's sad. And, you know, being a little kid, you know, this innocence, there's something about their innocence that's so beautiful and it's so, you know, pure and, you know, no one's judging you. You're just a little kid. You're having fun. You're learning, you know.
I think that's one of the best things I've heard. That when you're a little kid and you're growing up,
mm-hmm.
I think right now what you said is really good because
mm-hmm.
all of us were teenagers, but when you talk about how kids are, like, they don't judge people and stuff, that's when you know you could choose the right path. Like, when you know kids don't judge kids, mm-hmm. like, they don't know the outside world.
Yeah.
What kids have friends.
No,
they don't.
About,
yeah, they don't know how to choose the friends and stuff.
Influence.
I think that's the key word.
You hear people like say stuff, and you know, your thoughts and your inner thoughts are, you know, changed altered because of the outside influence.
Yeah.
And sometimes it changes your opinion.
Yeah.
And
you
start like questioning yourself when there's really nothing to really question.
Yeah.
You know?
I think. Besides this question, I think what's one thing that I would ask you, because you're a fellow teenager, but since you've been young, when you've been choosing friends and coming up with friends, have you ever had a chance to look at someone, like, sit for a moment, look at this guy and say, you know what, this dude is clever, this dude has got the right tips, you know, he's not wild, he doesn't follow other people's as bad influence. I don't think kids sit back and, like, look at other people and, like, say, you know what, this guy is the right path, I'm going to follow him, I'm going to choose him as a role model. Just kids look at the face and the good looks and stuff.
You know, in this generation, I don't think a lot of people do that anymore.
Yeah.
But I personally...
People go with the flow.
It's just going with flow, but I don't think anyone really just sits down and just says, oh my God, that person, you know, sometimes, you know, just looking at the person or the person's presence themselves, can you just, like, admire and, like, you know, this is my friend or this is my family, like, like, what you're doing, you know, has a positive influence on me, and I love that, and, you know, you need to surround yourself with people like that, and I am thankful and grateful and lucky enough to have, like, a great group of people.
Yeah.
You know, to support me, to have my back, and sometimes their presence and their aura, just being with them,
you learn something.
You learn so much, and you just admire them. Like, I am, you know, thankful that Allah put you in my life.
I think I would agree with that. I would really agree with that. Some of the things I've learned since I was young, I don't think kids. When you're like young, you appreciate life.
Yeah.
I'm starting to realize right now that.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you know, when my dad and stuff, some of the things that happened, but I think when you like hit 20, 21, 22, that's what, or 16, 17, 18, I think it's all about the way you brought up people.
Yeah, it is.
I think in this world, there's a lot of human beings, 7 billion people,
mm-hmm.
but there's something about people. People are the same, the physical and stuff, but there's something that's different.
There's a switch.
So you could see a 16-year-old, like right now, a lot of 16-year-old girls or 13, 14-year-old boys, they don't think the way you guys think. They don't think, they don't choose the way you guys choose. They don't surround the way you guys choose. I think that's some of the things that you got to be grateful for.
You
got to strive to look for that. It's not that something that comes naturally.
There are a lot of kids that, you know, surround themselves with people, with bad people, with bad influence because, you know, it's the cool thing to do. And, you know, it's not really cool. If you're messing with yourself, you're messing with your, you know, personality, with your self growth, and, you know, you're not really growing as a person.
Yeah.
You're not learning anything. You're not benefiting from anything, you know?
Yep.
So don't do it.
Yeah,
don't do it because it's cool.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into my next question, a lot of the things that kids do, I think, revolves around memory.
It does.
Yeah.
What are some
of the memories that remind you of someone? What memories do you have of growing up? mind. Yeah, I think a lot of the things that kids do,
mm-hmm.
it's like the memory. Like when I was young, I didn't have it, because I think it's a bit of a weirdo, because my mom and dad, like, they have 10 kids.
Mm-hmm.
When I was growing up, I was born in 97, so when I was growing up, I didn't have, like, first of all, I have a bad memory of things. I don't remember much of my youth, but when I was growing up, I grew up with, like, my two sisters and a brother and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But personally, I didn't grow up with, like, a family of, like, cousins, nephews,
yeah,
relatives.
Yeah.
Like, they might have been, but I don't have a real memory of, you know, but
my,
a lot, yeah.
My favorite memory of you is just meeting you.
Yeah,
I think
yeah.
when we first met, you know,
I don't agree
there's
with
this
that.
Level of intellect
yeah.
and, you know, this.
Yeah.
You know, just meeting you, that. You know, that's
yeah,
my favorite memory.
Yeah, I think also
just meeting, getting to know
yes,
you know
yes.
where you came from.
Yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, I think a lot of my brothers and sisters will also say that, because I didn't meet my cousins or a lot of
mm-hmm.
like
you know, there's this thing, you know, it could go either one or two ways. Meeting someone, you know, first interaction, it could go so bad.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
or the other way, it could go great. And then with you. Meeting you was just like, wow, this dude, we relate.
Dude,
yeah,
you
know, because, you know, work, you know, there's something about having blood bond.
Yep.
And, like, being related to us,
yeah.
to one another. So I think that's.
I think it's a crucial message for all people, not teenagers, not adults, not. I think family and friends.
Yeah,
you got a treasury, I think.
Yes, you have to.
Yeah, I think.
Because, you know.
Yeah.
You're not guaranteed, you know, a long
yep,
life,
yep,
so you need
yep,
a treasure,
yep,
you need to cherish it.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
I think moving on, I think revolving around teenagers and stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think we talked about memory, we talked about how they choose, how they think.
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest things that's affecting teenagers today, and I think it's going to continue in the next whatever years, I think you said that word. I think it's influence.
It is 100%.
Yeah,
I agree
yeah,
with that 100%.
Yeah. A lot of people, yeah.
Influence. That's such
people. An
important, you know, look at that word and then you like you know shrug their shoulders. But that is such a key word, especially in young, you know, teens and young adults because. The people you surround yourself with, the people that you hang out with, the people that, you know, are with you every single day are the people that are going to shape you to who you are, you know. So it all depends on, you know, who you surround yourself with. And
yeah.
You need to have people that have good intentions for you, want the best for you,
yeah.
you know, want you to win at life.
Yep.
And not to, you know, cheat you or, you know, want you to fail, you know?
Yeah. I think right now, as two of us who are students, I think influence is really important.
Cause, it is.
Because I think you also have, a lot of students
mm-hmm.
who have been, like, high school students, college students, and they, like, chose the wrong... And
the
they,
wrong path, yeah.
The wrong path,
you
the wrong
why?
Influence and stuff.
Influence. Because of influence. They're surrounding themselves with horrible people. Yeah, especially students, you know, surrounding themselves with bad people can get them involved with, you know, drugs, with gangs, with, you know, can detour, you know, their path to success, and then, you know, they start failing. And then they eventually, it leads to being, you know, they drop out of high school.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
then what? Like,
yeah.
what do they do? You know, they're at this dead end, so
yeah.
you need to, you know, figure yourself out, figure your life out, figure out the people you want to stay in your life,
yep.
and then, you know, cut out the negative influence. You
yep.
need
yeah.
to cut out the negative influence, because at the end of the day, that is what's going to make you, and what's going to make you and break you, you know?
Yep. I think I would agree with that. I think the question says, mention people, but... I think a lot of the kids, a lot of the teenagers that are growing up right now, they're influenced by the rap music.
Yeah, rap music. I think, and, you know, a lot of right now, rap music, you know, it's flashy, the cars, the girls, the clubs, everything.
The glamour is affected.
At the end of the day, it's making you picture this thing.
Yeah, this unbelievable.
I want to have that. You know, I want to be that. You don't want to be that. You want to be better than that. You can do, you know, so much more.
Yeah.
You can offer so much more to life.
Yeah.
And, you know, before rap music, you know, used to have, like, a good influence. You know, all I talk about right now is drugs and, cars and money and doing, you know, bad things, you know.
I think whenever they talk this, they always say that we're role models, we do that. But I don't see them. I think personal right now, if I talk personal right now.
No, there are a few. There are good
rap
music, but then there's...
But they always set the bad example for the kids.
Yeah.
A lot of the kids do what... They invent the things they say in their songs. Growing up, we didn't have one of those.
You know what? Knowing that they have so much power and so much influence on these young kids, they should, you know...
Go easy on them and, like, say the right message.
Yeah, send a positive message. Send them to spread light and love.
When I was growing up, we didn't have those things. We had teachers, we had parents. Personally speaking, but I think my dad and my mom have been the two people that really influenced my life. My dad, it was a natural process. He just took my hand and he said, "You know what? He didn't have to say, you have to follow me." Mm-hmm. I saw his path. I saw what he was doing. I was a young kid. I saw he went to the mosque. I saw he respected people.
Yeah.
I saw he worked. He worked for himself.
He worked hard. Yeah.
Yep. And that's the traits I will have. Striving to have not have. Yeah. Striving to have a. Personally, that's what I'm striving for, and that's what I would like my kids and people I love in general, people to have. Follow people who set examples and really good examples. What are people that, if maybe you can say some names, your mom and dad will come into the equation,
obviously, and thankfully,
yep.
Have, you know, huge influence from my parents.
Yep.
Besides that, I think teachers, your teacher has...
Especially when you spent a long time.
Especially, you know...
When you get close to her and stuff.
A great way. And it also depends on communication. If you don't talk to your teachers, you know, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yep.
And, you know, you need to build up, you know, a community, a great group of, you know, whether it be teachers or counselors or... You know, your students or and friends, almost graduating high school.
Yeah.
I surrounded myself with a great group of people. I've, you know, gotten to know my teachers, staff, and, you know, it gets easier, you know, your communication.
Yeah.
You could talk to them about, you know, things, what you're struggling with, what you're not struggling with.
I think that's very important.
I think that's
very important. And now, I think going through the middle of that circle, we talked about how people think, how they choose, how they get influenced. I think a lot of the kids that live or used to live, or the teenagers right now, I think all of them have goals.
Yeah.
I think all of them have goals, but... Is the way you reach those goals, the hard work they put in, maybe if you go to direct to the question, what are some of the things that you want to achieve in your life? Like, is there a pathway you want to follow, or you're going naturally and just taking it as it comes?
You know, ever since I was young, I've always, you know, had this passion to become a doctor.
That's fantastic.
So, yeah, thank you.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. And I want that, you know, that is my end point.
That's what you're striving for.
That's where I see, you know, when I envision my future, I see myself as a successful doctor.
Yes.
Who's happy, who has a family, you know, who's just thriving in life, you know, and you know, and
yep.
I'm, you know, a great Muslim.
Yeah.
Inshallah, you know, and your goals.
I think goals are really important.
They are really important.
Because that's what keeps you going.
They 100%.
If you have a goal, that's what motivates you.
Yes, exactly. So that's what motivates me, you know, to get out of bed and, you know, to go to school, because at the end of the day, I am going to be doing what I love, so I need to be successful.
Yeah, a lot of people don't do what they love.
So right now, I'm going to be graduating.
Right now, maybe if you could give the listeners, where are you right now in your studies and where do you want to reach in your end point life?
So I'm a 12th grader.
Yep.
And I'm going to be graduating in 2018.
Whoa.
Can't wait. I am.
You said
so
you want to be a doctor.
I want to be a doctor.
Where do you want to go study being a doctor? Which university? Do you have any aims or?
You know, I've been thinking about it a lot since it's close to home. UCSC.
You okay? UCSD.
Or SDSU.
Yeah.
No, SDSU is really close to home.
Yeah.
And then one.
It's just right here.
Yeah, it's right here. It's right next door. And then one, I've been thinking about that. You know, that I really want to go to is UCLA, and that's in LA.
Yeah, I China Hills.
Yeah, so that's a little farther up. But, you know,
fingers crossed,
I'm hoping, as well for my studies, you know, straight A's, I'm currently, you know, AP classes, some of them I've started taking AP classes in 10th grade, so when you enter high school, you need to, you know, no slacking off, no fooling around.
You gotta focus.
You need to focus. You need to study, because you don't want to be left behind. You need to do what's best for yourself.
I think if I jump in, I think I heard a lot of people say that high school kids don't have aims. They don't have targets. They just want to go on. They just want to finish high school. I think I kind of disagree with that. I think you're a great example. Yasser is a great example. A lot of kids that I've talked to, I think when you wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. I know it's not a job and people are young and people are too young to be thinking about what they're going to be doing in like 5-10 years time, but come on, you got to have something to like,
you
got to have a benchmark.
Yeah,
my benchmark, when I started high school, I always fantasized about being dealing with the economy. That's what I'm studying for in college, but I didn't really, until I went to high school, I didn't really envisage myself going to college.
I think
but when you come to America, you see the pathway, but when you talk about yourself right now, a lot of people follow that, but a lot of people fall off it.
I understand why you said you didn't envision yourself in high school, because you won't surrounded by, you know, a bunch of people going to college or university or being excited to, you know, do these kinds of things.
Opportunity, yeah.
But for me, you know,
you could see
I was born here. I see so many people, you know, people encouraging me, teachers encouraging, my friends encouraging me, my parents encouraging me, and then another one person that definitely had a huge impact would be your sister, my aunt, Farhil
Ali.
Yes,
that's my older sister. She graduated in 2016 as a nurse.
Yeah, and she is.
Is it, she's
getting
a huge
her
influence.
License soon, inshallah. I'm so,
I think she's a huge influence.
So happy for her.
She's a huge
to
influence.
Get her NCLEX license.
She's a mother of five, but she battled through herself.
She's a badass.
She's a fantastic
she's
woman.
Such,
She's a role model.
Woman.
I think she's a role model.
She's a role model to me, to her kids, to everyone here.
I think when,
because
yeah. When
someone,
you see that.
Yeah, someone not being, she wasn't born here.
Yeah.
She came here at such a young age. How old is she? Like 5?
I think she was six, seven.
6, around there.
And a lot of people
English.
Could lose their way.
Yeah, she, you know, could have easily, you know, could
lost
have said
her way.
No, or could have married a man at like a young, like 13 years old, and, you know, have, you know, but that didn't happen. She grew up, she knew what she wanted to do, she got married, she had 5 kids that didn't stop her from going to school.
I think that's amazing.
From, you know, she kept on going day in, day out, she studied her ass off, she,
yeah.
She is such an incredible woman, I am so happy for her, I am...
We're delighted.
She is such a huge role model,
yeah, she's
because she is a definition of a woman that goes, wakes up, and, you know, takes
for
control.
You,
yeah.
For you right now, personally, when you see someone close, that close to you, who's made it.
Yeah, who's made it.
Yourself,
who's made it.
She's made it.
Yeah.
I knew yourself who has those dreams. What does that do to your confidence? Give us an insight.
You know, it boosts my confidence.
Yeah.
I feel, and especially she's a Muslim woman. A Muslim, I need to emphasize that, a Muslim woman who has made it, who is living her dreams, who has kids, who not only, you know, not only invested in her work life, but her family life, you know.
Personal
that,
life.
That balance is such a huge thing that,
think, yeah.
You know, intrigues me, because I also want to have a family of my own.
Yeah.
And knowing that she can balance her work life and her family life,
I think
you know, gives so much hope.
Yeah. That, I think that breeds confidence,
yeah.
And hope. I think also your instructors, we as Muslims, a lot of Christians, a lot of people who have different religions, different colors, different
yeah,
cultures, who have a lot of burdens on themselves, whether it's kids, work, feeding
yeah,
families,
they can do
dealing
it.
With death, dealing with halal, name it, the, one of the worst, dealing with situations like left, right, and center, but still, they work that ass off and like
they
make
do,
it.
They do, they make it. They
I don't
it.
Know why teenagers who... 16, 15, 14, 17, 18, 19, 20, and they still, they don't know how to choose the good things in life.
Yeah. Another thing, we should go back to the word influence.
Yep.
The people that...
That word we should be lucky.
We
are people who...
I am incredibly grateful and thankful that, you know, I was raised by the parents. By
that
my
did?
Parents. That I have the kind of friends that I have, that I have the kind of teachers that I have.
Yep, relatives.
You know,
friends.
Relatives, my cousins, my uncles, my aunts.
Yeah.
You know.
I think that's a tipping point for a
yeah.
lot of people. But I think hopes and wishes also, a lot of, we young right now.
Yeah.
I don't think we should be like thinking
yeah.
about 20 years down the line, but.
How old
people,
am I 20 years?
I think by
27. 27.
Yeah.
No.
Do you? I think. Okay. Yeah, I think we've talked about teenagers, generations, how they think, how they choose things, how they influence themselves with a lot of people. I think coming on to my referring this to my class. Questions and my personal experiences in my first year in college. We've been talking about Native Americans. I don't know if you heard about it, if you know them, but I think those people they give me a lot of thoughts in my head, because I think there are people who get neglected. I think that's the right word. I think people who suffered with poverty, they
yeah.
suffered with lack of education. We saw people get colonized, but I think the way those people get tortured and
treated,
what do you have to
say? It's disgusting. And, you know, to you know, especially connecting it to what's happening right now.
Yeah.
With the president and stuff like that, it's insane. Knowing that we are in America,
yeah.
you know, the whites can't really claim that. You know, the Native Americans
yep.
came here
and, you know, they had their land, they had food and stuff like that, and then the whites came and, you know, killed them off because they didn't look anything like them.
Yep.
And they were so, you know, they're so full of themselves.
Yeah.
They think that for some reason, for some crazy reason, that they're some superior race, and it's not like that. No one's superior. We're all equal. And to come in with that mentality and kill off a bunch of innocent people like that, it's disgusting.
Yeah, I think.
And, you know, they're here, and then they're, you know, they're killed off. They're raped. They're killed. They're beaten. They're tortured, and it's disgusting, you know. And they're used as slaves too.
I think I think a lot of people would really like feel or sympathize with the Native Americans.
Yeah.
I was recently, I think, you know, in my English class, our instructor made us, she made us watch a movie called Tic Tac Movie, and there were characters who personally suffered from the slavery and the torture of Native Americans. So they, you know what the government did in those things, in those days, when they took their land away, they forced Native Americans to go to boarding schools. You don't choose to go to school. They forced them to go to boarding schools. And what they did on those boarding schools is that they tortured them. And one of the surprising things I saw is like when a visitor comes, a white visitor, of course, and then the Native Americans, the kids who are in school, the way they look at that visitor. If the guards, like for example, once a visitor comes and you don't know him, you just look at him. Is that right?
Yeah.
The guards who are guarding the boarding school, they will beat those guys up because of the way they just looked at those people. That just shivers down my spine.
That was
unbelievable
just
to hear.
Looking.
That was unbelievable to hear. And you know what?
That is unbelievable.
And you know what? Those characters, those guys who were in that movie, when they were giving interviews like 20 years, 30 years down the line, they were crying. They were all guys.
They're kids then. But to look back at it and be like, what's that? What happened to
what on earth happened?
What was going on? How do people, human beings, you know, just like, you know what, today, wake up in the morning saying, you know, we're going to beat up a bunch of kids. You know, who in their right mind does and think like that? And it's atrocious. It's disgusting. It's unbelievable.
I couldn't believe that. And you know what?
And connecting it to today's world, you know, in Libya.
Yep.
Kids,
you know what? I haven't seen that really. I saw a picture.
You know why no one's talking? You know why you don't know about it? Because no one's really talking about it.
Wow.
No one's addressing it. I mean, there's a few, you know, here and there, but like, it's NBC News. What was it? NBC News.
They don't even.
No, if they were to talk about something, Donald Trump would go on his Twitter and be like, fake news, we need to get rid of fake news. No, what you need to do is act like a freaking president and address these situations and stop being a racist, disgusting pig.
Yeah, I think that thing of Libya, I saw like there's a Cameroonian footballer who I think when he saw the slave things going on, he's Cameroonian, he went down there and he, I think, took thousands of Cameroonians who were on the verge of being used.
Yeah, that's
exchange. And he took them and he flew them away. And I think you're right. I think the reason why we don't discuss them is a lot of
no one's talking about it.
If Donald Trump goes and shits himself, a lot of breaking news.
And then he'd go on Twitter and be like, that's fake news, it's probably water, you know. So that just shows
disgusting.
It just shows the immaturity.
The media, unbelievable.
The fact that it's unbelievable.
I think connecting that with those guys, those Indian Americans, I think one of the things that resonated with me is like Really, when they were talking about those things, they couldn't even, because of the, when the memory is bad, you don't really remember it clearly.
Exactly. They probably hit it so far in their mind, they're like, what?
They whipped them so bad physically and mentally.
And emotionally.
And emotionally. As a result, those guys, they can't get the memories out. It's fragmented.
It's there. It's in there forever. It's something.
But the pain is in there. You could see the pain.
It can never be undone.
It can never be erased.
It can never be undone.
You could see the pain in the eyes.
What
and you know
happened
what?
Is what happened.
Yep. And
no one's addressing it. And the fact that these kids.
Nobody's signing
keep
treaties.
Keep in mind, they're black. They're people of color. The fact that is happening, and no one's really talking about it. No one's really addressing it. Yeah. No one gives a damn. Just shows you what kind of society we live in.
I think it's also impacting when your dad or your mom, or God forbid, we didn't have any of those things, but when your grandparents suffered from those things.
Yeah.
I think they get PTSD.
Yeah.
They get post-traumatic stress. Yeah. Related. They get anger. They get violence. They drop out of schools.
Yeah.
What would that have as an impact on the new generation? Because this thing is inheritance. Your dad used to be like ferocious and deal with your mom in a bad way.
Yeah.
It spills over.
Yes.
And that's what affecting this kid.
It's funny that you say that, is that there's this book I'm reading, and it's about...
I think wrapping it up, I think we saw what Native Americans happened.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing we could take away from it. I think that those people suffered a lot.
They did.
They suffered to get there, and I think it's unfair for the new generations to suffer from inherited DNA, genetic, continuations
of the day,
and stuff.
At the end of the day, you can't really change how you look like. You are who you are. You were born like that. There's nothing that you did there's nothing you can do to prevent
prevent that.
You can't prevent how you look. And it's just insane to me that the way you look can dictate how your life, can possibly turn out. And it's disturbing.
It's disturbing. I think that's going to be it from us. I think that was a fascinating interview. I think I've learned a lot that I didn't know.
Yeah.
I think you would agree with that.
Yeah.
I think positively we could say we've gained a lot from this interview.
Yeah.
And until next time, I think it's a wrap.
I enjoyed this. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For making me the guest.
Well, that's...
Because you could have chosen anyone you wanted.
Yeah, I think that...
But you chose me. Why, thank you.
That's fantastic. And yeah, I think I chose you because I think you had different...
attitude.
I think you had a different perspective. I think of all the people I could choose, I kind of guess what their perspectives are.
Yeah.
Good.
Fun, thank you. We learn a lot.
I think we learn a lot from each person.
Really means a lot.
Fantastic. I think we learn a lot from each other. We learn a lot from the outside world.
Mm-hmm.
I think we advise ourselves on what to choose, what not to choose.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yeah. Wrapping up
history repeats itself.
I think.
So if you can't keep doing the same bullshit over and over again.
Yep.
It's gonna, history is gonna repeat itself. So you're
gonna come and
buy
your back.
We need to change. We need to overthrow fucking Donald Trump. Fucking Donald Trump.
I hate him.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna be do it.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
I think this is a great app. I think we
enjoyed
the interview.
Thank you, Abdullahi.
Yeah, until next time.
Bye.
Bye. Are you finished?
Are you sure you finished recording? Because you can't go over it. You can't resume.